It's time for another fun fact. And this week, Jeremy, we are back at Walt Disney World.
Oh, nice.
Which is
where
you're
going to say Disneyland. Yeah. Well, it's where I'm comfortable.
No, actually, this time we're going to Disneyland Paris, Jeremy, the place that you know the most about.
All I know is that Disneyland Paris has a very uncomfortable Space Mountain.
That's a valid point. That's a valid point. But yes, bonus fun fact, uncomfortable Space Mountain.
Oh, shoot. We should have saved that one.
Oh, yeah. Darn it. That one's wasted. Oh, well, it's a bonus. So, Jeremy, in this week's episode, we were talking about how much we both enjoy background music at Walt Disney World, right?
Right.
And we know that over time, background music gets changed. A land gets changed, the theming gets changed, or something just gets updated, and they decide it's time to update the music as well.
Yeah, well, I would assume there's sometimes just a want to refresh an area.
Yeah, so well, and sometimes it's just that the cast members get really bored of that background music, and so they're like, okay, yeah, we'll give you some. That never, ever happens. Cast members get bored, they deal with it. So, Jeremy, my question for you this week, in Epcot, Journey to Imagination, now Journey into Imagination with Figment, has gone through a couple of different revamps and redos, right?
Yes.
There is still a place in Epcot where you can hear the original Journey into Imagination background music loop. And I will go ahead and tell you, I'm not trying to trick you. The loop has changed. So the answer is not walking up to Journey into Imagination. But there is somewhere in Epcot where you can still hear the original loop as it was first composed. Where in Epcot can you hear the original Journey into Imagination loop?
The Electric Umbrella.
No.
Oh man,
That was a good first guess though. I like
that,
it.
And with the with the speed is what I was going for, because that would have been pretty impressive.
It would have been really impressive. Okay. So now that your first guess is out of the way and it's wrong, I'm going to make you feel a little bad.
Okay.
I'm going to make you feel a little bad. I found this fun fact and I was so happy with it. I found it a couple of days ago, and I said something at dinner to Nancy, and I said, hey, here's this fun fact. Where in Epcot can you hear the original Journey into Imagination background loop? She spit out the answer in less than 20 seconds and was right on her first guess.
Is it Interventions? Is that why you were so excited about it?
Nope, it's not at Interventions.
Well, if Nancy knew it that fast, it must have some logical connection.
I think she was trying to make a wild guess, and her wild guess just happened to be wildly right. Because when she said I didn't even know for 100% if they played music there.
Is it the exit of Spaceship Earth?
No, another good guess, but again, it's the Journey into Imagination background music loop. It's not
the International
played,
Gateway.
No, it's not played in the that actually has its own loop, which is pretty good too. It's not played like in the Journey into Imagination area. So I'm not trying to trick you. It's not actually played. It's not just like as soon as you walk up. No, not at Starbucks.
Club Cool.
Not at Club Cool.
Mission Space. Soarin'.
Jeremy, let me help you out.
Please.
Just because it's not played in the actual area doesn't mean it's not played somewhere there. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah?
Let's say that you went to Journey into Imagination shortly after you went to Club Cool. Okay? And let's say you were really just, you were all about some Club Cool. So you had like 10 shots of Beverly, 12 shots of the melon drink, 15 shots of the one of the other drinks. Where do you think you might need to go when you get to Journey into Imagination?
The bathroom.
And that's where you will hear the original background music loop for Journey into Imagination.
That's pretty good.
In the bath. And like I said, blew my mind.
That's kind of a perfect, like, put it somewhere where, you know, people got to go anyway, but it's not in the actual area, so you're not breaking any, you know, continuity with the new stuff. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I honestly, after I heard about this, I went, why don't they do this in more of the bathrooms?
Yeah.
Give it just bathrooms, a slightly different.
Bathrooms should be where original score or original like attraction music goes.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to say that too much because then that tells Disney that Disney might get the wrong idea of what I think about the original scores. But yes, the bathroom would be a great place to play the original score. So Disney, we love that you're doing this with Imagination. Now just make more of the pavilions, more of the areas, more of the lands. Bathrooms have the original music, and then I will be the creeper hanging out in the bat. Wait, no. This is going bad real fast, Jeremy. Maybe not as good an idea as I originally anticipated.
But it was still a great idea for the Journey into Imagination.
It was.
I like that a lot.
Well, I think that does it for this fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share, you can let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast. We are also at Facebook, facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.